we couldn't. Singing broke open hearts. I hold her hand without touching it. We made a circle and it hummed. The smoke did the things we couldn't. Singing broke open hearts. I held your hand without touching it. We made a circle and then hummed. The smoke did the things we couldn't. Singing broke open hearts. I held your hand without touching it. We made a circle. The smoke did the things we couldn't. Singing broke open hearts. I hold your hand without touching it.
Fire, it ain't going out. Maybe I haven't paid my dues. This life full of deception, which reflection is true?
Twin Flames Battlefields from their 2020 Omen. You're listening to Gyno. It's Brett here. Checking in with you just one last time, of course. You need to go back and check out the archived version of today's episode because it's such an honor to have Leanne Badassumase-Simpson on the line today. We're talking about her theory of ice. We talked a little bit about her book, Nopaming, and we've touched even a little bit on her immense body of work in the modern indigenous movement right now that's happening. And I guess that's how I want to wrap things up today. Typically, Leanne, you know, it's always about future plans and what do you got going on next? But, you know, and while this is an artist spotlight show, I also, like I was mentioning, want to do exactly what you're doing in challenging what we typically think of and our linear I guess, style of doing things and whatnot, too. Now, there was a moment when I was talking with Quantum Tangle a couple of years ago, and as we were getting ready to wrap up, I said, you know, I hope we can meet in the air again sometime soon. And that's always stuck with me, and I haven't quite found the way in which I want to expound on that. But also, throughout my life in the last couple of years, as you were mentioning earlier in our chat, the more immersed you become, the more you see the living nature of these traditions all around you. The world becomes transformed, and that's where the power lies. And, you know, I started to think about all of the loss our communities experience and how a lot of the times the stories of our ancestors deal. This is their way of dealing with loss, and also in helping to remember those who are gone beyond the individual. Individuals, I think we can all agree, will maybe be remembered for a couple generations, and then after that, you know, it's like what they talk about south in Mexico and some of the dead traditions down there. We need to remember them in order to, I guess, still survive. What I'm getting at right now, though, Leanne, is you know, taking some of those storytelling tools that you wrap and weave into your work and what we're doing here right now. We're meeting in the air, so to speak. You know, how can we expound upon this so that way when we visit, we continue to create a different kind of tapestry? That's what I hope continues to emerge as more people realize the academic potential in our teachings, and we approach our ways from that kind of scholarly, I guess, thinking, you know what I mean? Or that in-depth thinking. How can we build on this? How could we describe our experience right now?
I think that one of the things that I was thinking about when you were talking is about how focused colonial culture or contemporary culture is right now on individuals. And how our so much of indigenous thinking and indigenous ethics and indigenous music was never about the individual or who sang the best or who had the best story. It was about this sort of collective, building a collective understanding that had diverse understandings within it. It was about uplifting the community. It was about grieving sometimes. It was about celebrating sometimes. Mm. So I feel like that shift away from individual careers and individual everything, and to focusing back on the communal and those relationships, and having that deeper understanding of relationality that I think our ancestors and our elders have and are embodying right now is so, so very important. I think that when you focus, switch that sort of focus, you start to make art and to do thinking that's not sort of about yourself, but it's about this bigger, wider community. It's about those generations that are yet to come. It's about those emerging artists. So how do you create bodies of work and networks of care where you're also kind of always feeding into the system, always giving back, always uplifting and supporting that next generation and pushing the boundaries even farther. And I really love Native radio because I love how the sounds of our communities get broadcast into everybody's home and into everybody's body. And I work in the North quite a bit in Dene territory. And I love the way that radio connects all those trappers and hunters and people out on the land with people that are in town or on the reserve. And so I think sound and music and conversation and deep listening sort of are the tools that get us out of this more individualistic approach to art and putting it back into the community where its job is to sort of uplift and deepen meaning and help folks process emotions, help us shift perspective, and help us to have the strength to carry on in terms of the struggles that we face in our individual lives, but also but also as movements and communities.
So if we were to take the individual ego, so to speak, out of today's conversation, and we were to make a story about our experience today, I guess we could be like the birds, right? We could be specific kinds of birds meeting in the air and telling a story and going back and, you know, continuing that conversation on how our minds met and things like that, yeah?
Yeah, I think that's a really beautiful way of looking at it.
Well, I'm going to get on that, and I hope that we can continue this conversation soon, because like I said, I feel like as you were discussing the multi-layered facets of your arts, you know, we could have had this same conversation, you know, in a multitude of layers. We could have just treated the music on a topical level. Who was in the album? How did it come about and things like that? But this is my hope, is that as more people understand exactly, you know, the profound nature of our collective traditions, we can have more conversations like this. And now we can start to see the potential of all that's there that we can yet tap into. Yeah.
I hope so. I feel like that's a beautiful thought. And I'm so honored to get to have this conversation with you today, and I appreciate the work that you're doing.
Thank you so much. And one last question, where can people find you at?
LeanneSimpsonMusic.com, LeanneSimpson.ca are my two websites. You can find me on Bandcamp, and the record is streaming on all of the platforms.
I can't thank you enough for today's conversation. I hope we can stay in touch and continue to develop on what we talked on today. And good luck in all your endeavors. And let's catch up soon.
Go on, man. Me watch.
We are always almost drowning. We are the best trained troops that refuse to fight. We are hyped up on aesthetics and tripped up by real life. We don't have time to feel these feelings, so we file that for another day. We don't have to plan for the win. We always lose anyway. Caribou ghosts and untold stories, bad timing, smashed hearts, train tracks, six-pack, riffraff, deadening regret, a collection of old parts. We get these little gifts of tremendous, unclouded, bypass dues. We get these tiny moments. There's never enough glue. We'll tie ourselves together with bungee cords, luck, bring the fish, the fire, and the new knife. Catharsis is still elusive. We'll save that for another day. Meet me at the underpass. Rebellion is on our way.
For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nb1.org. Also, to discover more music from incredible Indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.